Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
And now, a star is born. On March 20th, 1928, the world welcomed little baby Fred Rogers. The future children's TV host showed talent on the day he was born.
Won't you please?
Hey, look, he's singing.
Please, won't you be my mother? Hello, mother. How are you today?
Fred Rogers, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. He hasn't made it official yet, but the Wall Street Journal reports former Vice President Joe Biden is telling top Democratic Party donors he plans to run for president.
Biden has expressed concern to these people that he wouldn't be able to raise millions of dollars in online donations immediately the way some other Democratic candidates have. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke raised $6.1 million in a day when he launched. Bernie Sanders did almost the same, $5.9 million.
Fox's Doug Luzaner. The first funerals have been held for the 50 people shot and killed at two mosques in New Zealand Friday. The father and son were refugees from Syria. And Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says,
I cannot tell you how gutting it is to know that a family came here for safety and for refuge, and they should have been safe here.
New Zealand's police commissioner says officers rammed the killer off the road and arrested him on his way to another attack. This is Fox News.
Just a few questions this morning for three men and a lady. Greg Budell, spell for us the word that most describes your feelings for the radio audience.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Okay. Jay Scott and Emily Hayes, I understand that today you're taking everyone in the building to lunch, including listeners who happen to come by. Financially, how are you guys going to pull this off?
Credit card fraud.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, I understand that you no longer like chicken.
What you talking about, Will?
Must have got some bad information there. And Rich Thomas, what is your reply when someone makes some disparaging remarks about your meteorological prognostications?
You use those words really fancy.
Oh, I'll translate. What do you say when someone goes off on your weather report?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
That's more like, now stand by for three men and a lady.
What are we going to do now?
I told you, three men and a lady.
She's such a girl.
I'm just going to be quiet now.
It's for the best.
What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now?
We're going to promote unity.
Yes.
Three men and a lady, a couple of minutes past seven. Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, who could be just as adorable as Rich, but only Rich can be incorrigible.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Sunrise was exactly 15 minutes ago on the first, or make it the last morning of winter. That's right, and the sun will set at 6:56 tonight. And that'll be the first sunset of the spring season, which begins at 4:58. Sunshine today with a high around 68. Tonight's low 42. Increasing clouds late tonight as a front approaches. And the front, I think, will dry out before it gets here in that it has showers now, but I don't think there'll be any showers by the time it gets here. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s, perhaps teasing 70. Friday's high in the low 70s. Saturday and Sunday, just perfect spring break weather, highs in the middle 70s. Down at the coast, highs around 70. Saturday and Sunday, Gulf water temperature, a chilly 62 right now. Showers and thunderstorms returning on Monday. And a few of those storms could be strong. We'll be watching that very carefully. The pollen count remains in the very high range through the end of the week and into the weekend. Right now this morning, looking around the area, Selma 32, Troy 34, it's 37 in Prattville, and 41 at Montgomery Regional Airport at 7:06.
As we roll into the 7 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees the traffic rolling along pretty well, too. The traffic on I-65 and 85 are both running along just fine this morning. We don't see any problems on the boulevard. There's a little slowdown at the traffic lights, and we're starting to see a jam up around the Troy Highway that we see every morning. Prattville is waking up and moving. We have a lot of traffic on Cobbs Ford Road and on Highway 14, especially around the interstate. If you're coming in from Wetumpka, there are no issues for you. You might slow down a little bit at the Redland Road traffic light, but you should have a smooth ride into work. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the laws.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Fastly and the good work that he and his staff do at Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in the lovely Millbrook. Now, Dr. Jeff Fastly and his staff have been taking care of folks all throughout the River region, Prattville, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and Millbrook, for over 13 years. And Dr. Fastly is a wellness-oriented chiropractor. And what that means, just in, you know, easy terms, is that not only is he going to help you feel better and work on your aches and pains, but he's also going to help you learn how to reduce your symptoms and live a life of wellness versus just having to take a bunch of medication to deal with your pain. That can include exercise plans, nutrition, ergonomics, things like that. He'll make a comprehensive plan for your better health. So to get on the road to feeling better, get in touch with him. 285-8483. You can go to MillbrookChiropractor.com, fill out your new patient paperwork there, and schedule your appointment. And as always, visit them, Highway 14 in Millbrook. That's okay, Greg.
Is that in Alabama?
Yes, that's in Alabama.
Did you see what happened in the game? Baseball season started today, so two of us care.
What in world is going on with you?
It's 9-7 now?
Yeah, Matt Chapman just hit a 3-run homer.
Ooh.
So it's not over yet after 7 innings.
Folks,
if you're wondering why it's happening right now, it's in Tokyo.
Yeah.
It's the first game that counts, and it started at 4:35 a.m. this morning, our time.
We don't even know if it's the same day. Is it Thursday in Tokyo? Or still Wednesday?
I think it's Tuesday.
Siri, what day is it in Tokyo right now?
It's Tuesday, March 26th, 2019.
Oh, okay. So
March 26th?
Wait a minute, that can't be right.
Is it?
Siri, are you still drinking? She's got a problem. She thinks it's...
March 26th is not today.
No, that's... I don't know what she's thinking.
give us the current...
Siri, is it in Tokyo? 9:10 p.m.
All right, so it's still Wednesday there.
It's 14 hours ahead, so it's still Wednesday.
Okay. Anyway,
go back to drinking, Siri.
First official game of the season, and it's a barn burner with Seattle up 9-7 over the Oakland A's.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
I'm glad for y'all.
Well, it counts, and when we're little boys in our
I'm not being rude. Like I'm glad that y'all can bond over that.
It takes me back when I was a kid.
Yeah. It's so much nicer to know that y'all are watching baseball than aerial disasters, land, sea disasters.
Yeah.
You know. You've got to get away from the Smithsonian.
Yes, I'll tell you something, Rich. I got an intemperate text from Miss Hayes yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the beginning of their show in the afternoon, Joey pulls up what's going to be on the Smithsonian Channel that night so Greg can decide which depressing piece of television he wants to watch before he goes to bed.
And she says, stop watching the depressing Smithsonian with multiple exclamation points. Lort, she says. Disaster, this disaster, that. Good Lord, man.
But it's disaster this, disaster
it's
that.
It's not
good
always
Lord.
Disasters. Sometimes there's very, very, very nice shows on that channel.
Aerial America.
Well, and the Yellowstone America. Thing the other night, the epic Yellowstone.
Yeah, by the way, isn't there some volcano erupting that could end up being a big deal?
I know there was a terrible cyclone.
We're talking about downstairs?
It's a terrible cyclone in Mozambique.
First supermoon on Equator. Did you see the moon set this morning? It was spectacular.
It's incredible.
Just
it's beautiful.
But I thought I saw something about a volcano that was starting to erupt.
There was a massive hurricane, or what they call in that part of the world, cyclone.
Mm. I'll see if I can find out. Oh, and did you see the story on the new Rocket Man movie? This looks like it could be the Bohemian Rhapsody of...
And it's going to be a little controversial because they're going to...
But Elton's been involved with it, from what I understand.
It's the life of Elton John. It's coming out this year, and it involves the whole drug thing and the boys and everything.
The same director that took over Bohemian Rhapsody after they fired Bryan Singer is the one who's doing Rocket Man, or who did direct Rocket Man.
You were out of the room, but the A's are coming back 9-7 Seattle.
Oh! Well, hey, actually, I like close games. I really do. I don't like blowouts. I don't of any kind. I like something that gives me, excited to watch. What's going to happen?
Well, whoever wins this one's going to be in first place all on the...
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Talk about 1,000.
I have a... convoluted intro for Random Facts, but my confidence level is low.
Why?
It's
a beatdown from Jalea.
Did you hear
that? Is that what's got you?
No, it's yesterday. Joey and I were exploring the sexual component to female hit songs.
The sexual component of female hit songs.
Please continue.
And there's a quality. We were comparing
for some examples
one more time.
Yeah, okay.
And Shania Twain.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
And there's a pleading passion tone in their voice.
Yeah.
It's a please want me kind of thing.
Is it?
It's a kind of like that.
I thought the I'm out of here wasn't, though. I thought the I'm out of here was a defiant type thing, like, I'm leaving. Bye.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't know.
If you're not in it for love, I'm out of here. Love that song.
There's a new current pop songs, but I just know.
Those aren't current, so don't worry.
All rock music. That's all I know.
Actually, there'd be country people that tell you that Shania Twain is alt country. They don't accept her as a.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think most modern country is alt country.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like country anymore. It's
she was.
That's why we have the Possum Folks.
Wasn't she She was one of the first big into pop crossover country artists, I think.
Just an awesome. I love her music. It's fun. It's upbeat.
I don't know that I agree with you on the pleading female vocal.
Yeah, I want to make something out of it at 8. I'll show you.
He's going to show you.
Oh, please.
He's going to show you.
Oh, please, sir. Please educate me on the way that females think. For I am just a dumb girl, and I can't formulate my own opinions on anything.
Okay, Julia.
Rusty, if you don't have enough ammunition there, I don't know what you're going to get.
I look forward to hearing your explanation of the pleading female vocal in pop songs at 8 o'clock.
Even back in the 70s, Linda Ronstadt, it's so sleazy.
You know who else has that quality in her voice? Stevie Nicks.
Oh, gosh.
The goat quality?
The sexual...
No, there's a...
A pleading quality?
Who doesn't want to...
You just want all girls to be pleading?
I think we have Stevie Nicks tomorrow morning. Do we not? We do.
With some help.
With some help from the guy who wrote the song.
Yeah, Mr. Thomas.
Thomas
Petty.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They did a song together?
As a matter of fact, they did. Before he died.
So anyway, we wound up on this big tangent because... Because
two men discussing the pleading vocal in female pop songs makes a lot of sense.
No, it's...
Y'all know what it's like to be a female.
No, I know what it's like to be a male who hears that in a woman. It's not a learned thing. It's built into us like the wolf.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I would say the other thing to look at is who wrote those songs. You know, if you're discussing the how
Shania Twain song was probably Mutt Lange,
right? And I'm sure Britney didn't write her song either.
Of course, she didn't write that.
Yeah.
Are you saying she's too dumb to write a hit song?
I'm saying that she was so young and a part of a process and a money-making
machine.
Chances
are she didn't make this.
She didn't make that. They knew exactly what they were doing.
The thing is,
when
Britney's song was a hit, and I was on a station playing it,
yeah,
you had to be so careful because you didn't want to sound like the town pervert, you know, really enjoying
it. Like Brett Musburger?
He was not a pervert. Hey, good for Brett. Hey, raise your kid to be a quarterback. They get all the pretty girls. What's wrong with that?
Look at that.
You know, yeah, all these.
Was that
AJ McCarron's now wife.
A woman who sat in the chair that you're in. Webb was her name?
Catherine Webb.
Very, very nice.
She sat here?
In the very chair that you're sitting in.
Is that right?
Yes.
How about that?
But we got so many people with.
His face. He's got a big grin on his face.
Are you still feeling it?
Wow. Important people have sat here.
Poor Brent. Everybody gets a... They're tightening over something that would have been considered just totally...
After the second time, it was creepy. If a dude kept cruising me, being like, oh, look, good for your guy. Oh, look how cute.
Yeah, and then when they're not doing that, then you're saying, nobody's cruising me anymore. What happened? I've lost my... Mojo.
Who is Mojo. Like that? Who is like that?
We're the top of the eighth now.
That's right, Rich. Top of the eighth. 9-7 Seattle.
Back to baseball.
Oakland, the home team, as the game is played in Tokyo. All
right. Nobody out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, so anyway, the reason I asked that whole stupid thing is because I've got to do a little vocal effect on the
convoluted intro
for Random Facts, so...
Is anybody broadcasting that game?
ESPN. So that'd be on this channel 206. No. Wait a minute. On this channel, on that TV, 981.
Oh, I don't go that high.
Well, you're not getting the HD then.
There you go.
Wow. It's 719. So have your note-taking devices handy. Random Facts is coming up. And we'll do our $10 food outlet pop quiz following.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A recent police checkpoint in Covington County led to the arrests of 37 minors who were in possession of alcohol. Covington County law enforcement say spring break is a busy time and that this should serve as a warning to others. Republican State Senator Jim McClendon announced a new lottery proposal Tuesday. He presented two bills in the Senate. One would repeal the line in the Alabama Constitution that prohibits a lottery. The other would address passing the lottery into law. And Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren made a campaign stop in Selma Tuesday. During her visit, Warren talked about the need for federal funding to redevelop public housing, combat voter suppression, and why she wants to abolish the Electoral College. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. We're renting out pontoon boats where you can cruise up and down the river and enjoy your family and friends. And all you need is a credit card and a driver's license. You don't have to have any kind of boating license. We can get you fixed up and you can have a good time. So all that information you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page, either one. And now let's talk about good eating. Those royal red shrimp, those shrimp from Argentina, those big old fat snow crabs, all that out of the steamer. We'll go over to the grill, cook you up hamburgers, ribeye steaks, about an amberjack poor boy, good old grouper, swordfish. We know you're getting hungry. Now let's talk about entertainment, because it's all going on at the Oyster Bar this week. Man, we're so happy Eden Brent's back. That old boogie-woogie Mississippi piano playing girl, and she'll play some of that lowdown blues. And I'm telling y'all, we're going to have fun down here. That's every Sunday at 5. We bring you live entertainment. So get down here with your family. Come soon and come hungry.
sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryer.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Ryer and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Luke Ryer for details. ACbyLuqueRyer.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryer.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 20th, Extraterrestrial Abductions Day. If you claim to have been abducted by aliens, beamed aboard a spaceship, and returned to Earth, I would like to ask you some probing questions. Enjoy Extraterrestrial Abductions Day.
And now, facts home.
Random facts.
That cute little ET.
Did you know?
Our mics are on.
Yeah.
When they're supposed to be.
Trust me. Oh, boy. Yeah, you know whenever that happens.
Emily Chris is like a sailor.
Hashtag real talk.
Did you know it is believed that early swimming goggles were made out of tortoise shells that were ground down until they were transparent?
Huh.
How... A tortoise shell can be transparent?
Well, if you grind it down far enough, I imagine it can be.
Wow. Who knew?
I don't necessarily know. I'd like to see a picture of these tortoise shell swimming goggles and see if these actually are.
And how do the first guys find that out? You know,
right?
You
know? Well, you take a turtle shell and let's grind it down and see what happens. Yeah, there's nothing.
Same with the Indians who and their medicinal plants. You know,
how did they know to smoke it?
They give it to this guy and say, well, he didn't die. Oh, he looks better.
There's an old Calvin and Hobbes comic and something about, like, I want to meet the guy who first looked at a cow's udder and said, I want to drink whatever comes out of that.
No. Good one.
I just thought of that. Wow.
Other than that, what do you got?
Did you know that in 1982...
That was a good year.
You were not born yet, but...
My big sister was.
Okay.
Okay.
Jim Rice saved a four-year-old boy's life.
Jim did?
Jim Rice.
Jim.
All right, four-year-old boy's life.
The boy was hit in the face by a foul ball, and Jim knew that it would take several minutes for the ballpark's emergency medical team to get there to the boy. He immediately sprinted into the stands. He picked up the boy, and he ran him to the dugout to the team doctor.
That's cool.
Somebody sent me that story yesterday.
Oh, really? Wow.
I had never heard of it before.
1982.
Got to interview Jim Rice.
Jim Rice, from what team was he in?
Red Sox. Hall of Famer now.
Right?
I had to interview him when I was doing play-by-play for the Pompano Miracle on Continental Cablevision.
This big guy's about
you
to...
You never heard here. Baseball on TV like you heard me and my partner, Jeff Chase.
Two outs, 0-1. Here's pitch.
He sucks. He's going to pick up the lead. He is the worst. I don't know why he keeps getting hired.
In the studio, we have on the on ESPN
the
game from Tokyo, which is live. The first game of the season is on right now. First baseball game that counts.
Placido Domingo is pitching for the. Placenta's at the plate. The pitch.
Did you know? Whoa. No, that's replay.
Did you know what?
Ryobi. I can read that one.
Yeah, that was a replay. Skunk. What? No, they're just showing a thing from earlier.
You guys, come on.
That's from earlier.
Let's focus on what we're doing here.
Did you know that actor Humphrey Bogart was an avid chess player? He often played on set between takes. During World War II... he played correspondence chess with members of the military posted overseas or in hospitals.
That's cool.
Well, the FBI intercepted some of the mail because they thought he was sending secret codes.
It would look that way, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Wow.
I don't know. What move should I make?
Plan.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Knight to pawn 3, you know? That's like, ooh, that seems awfully Cody.
That's right. It does.
Did you know that a bobsled is so named because early racers bobbed their heads back and forth to gain speed, which actually didn't work. Yeah, it didn't really work, but yeah, that's what they thought. So they called it a bobsled. Did you know that the shortest song, what is the shortest song ever to reach the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart?
I got it right here.
Very good. Very good. Very nice. Nicely played.
Thank you, sir.
Do you know what it is? I will give you the year that it's from, 1960.
Huh.
1960.
Yeah, I've seen this fact.
Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs?
That's it.
What is it?
I'm a winner!
Stay. What did you win?
Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. It was a big hit, but it was only a minute and 39 seconds long.
Bingo.
And it's a 0-0 cold open.
Just a minute and a half.
Hey, when you had to time things out exactly to the end of the hour, that could come in very...
All right. Mm-hmm. News time coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
It's a full count right now. Oh, he got a hit.
Stop.
I'm sorry. It's just...
It's not interesting to anybody else.
Nope.
Rodney gets out of the jam. Sucks.
Do you know the record for the most Grammy Awards won in a lifetime is held by a Hungarian-British conductor who conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for 22 years.
Oh, wow.
His name is George?
George.
But there is no E on the end of George. Solti.
Yeah.
He won a... You familiar with
him? I know that name.
Yeah. He won a total of 31 competitive Grammy Awards out of 74 nominations and was awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
I saw him conduct the Chicago Symphony.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
When I was in eighth grade.
That's great.
That is pretty pretty fun. Pretty fantastic.
That's how the whole William Tell thing came to be. Exposure to classical music when I was in eighth grade.
Did you know that more people died manufacturing the German V2 rocket?
I thought you were going to say that more people die manufacturing.
I just saw this on the Smithsonian Channel. They got a great documentary on the V2.
Uh-huh.
They have just some waiting good for stuff. Her comment. Yeah. Aerial what? Aerial V2?
Aerial rocket.
Aerial rocket.
And wherever they were making it, Penis Bunde or someplace in Germany.
I don't know exactly where, but more people died manufacturing that than were killed by its blast. Each operational V2 rocket took about 6 lives.
Now that is amazing that more were killed in the production of it
than were killed in the use of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Smithsonian.
just
yeah, well, you know,
the reason that antidepressants get pushed.
Most shows are docile and perfect.
German weapons, yeah. World War II.
Yeah.
Before there was the V2. Listen, yeah, pay attention really nice. In class here.
I'm listening.
The buzz bomb. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
All right. The buzz bomb was the first rocket that the Germans launched, and it made it sound like as it was flying overhead.
Make that same sound in the tub.
And people knew
it was more. It was more. It was more terrifying.
Dive.
The sound was more terrifying.
Well, yeah. If you heard the sound, you were okay. But as soon as the sound disappeared, you better be in a place where you could get cover, especially if it was fairly close.
I got you.
The V2 came down at hypersonic speed, so nobody could hear it coming. And it would break the sound barrier, and you hear this crack. You know, have you ever heard the sound barrier when it's broken?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I've heard.
It's like a giant board that somebody, mm-hmm. And so people never had a chance to take cover from it. That's why it was the ultimate terror weapon in the war.
Did you learn that on the Smithsonian Channel?
I did.
All right.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Appreciate that.
Did you know? The human brain produces as much information in 30 seconds as the Hubble telescope has produced in its whole lifetime.
Now, that's cool.
Wow.
I like stuff like that.
Yeah. Science. Did you know that A-ha?
Oh!
Yeah.
The band?
Yep. Take On Me fame.
Take On Me. Yeah.
They recorded a 007 theme for the 1987 Bond film The Living Daylights.
Really?
Yes, they did. Is it the theme? It's the Living Daylights theme song.
Did not know that. Hmm. Take On Me is my favorite video of all time.
And that's the early MTV era, I sure.
It was so great. They were huge in their home country, but they only had that one hit stateside.
My little toy boat. Did you know about a well-preserved 60,000-year-old underwater forest? It sits off the coast of Alabama. It was exposed following Hurricane Ivan.
Wow.
Burp, 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 doop. The underwater forest.
Bob Baumhauer took me down to the areas where Ivan hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was the following year in the spring, and it was amazing to see how violent the damage was. There were still,
it was horrible.
Still buildings that were, you know, like at a 15-degree angle above the ground, but blown down flat, not into pieces.
I could
just flatten.
Talk to you about an hour about Ivan and all the records Ivan broke and all the places it affected. It was just amazing.
I mean, there were buildings on the causeway, and I haven't lived in Mobile since 2013, but in the 10 years that I lived there, going on the causeway, there were still empty buildings that were all blown out.
We walked through the Floribama Bar. It was there, but there was nothing going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And even though it came ashore in Gulf Shores, you ask anybody in Pensacola, lived in Pensacola, about Ivan. Now, Pensacola is a good distance away, but they got a worse dealing from Ivan than Gulf Shores. Mm.
Well, this underwater forest is found 60 feet underwater in the Gulf of Mexico, just due south of Gulf Shores. The forest dates back to an ice age more than 60,000 years ago, when sea levels were about 400 feet lower than what they are today.
Wow.
And finally, mm-hmm. Did you know, with only 4 tables and 6 booths...
Booths?
Yeah. Booths. Rouse, R-A-O... in New York, is New York's most exclusive restaurant. There are no reservations. They are just table assignments designated decades ago. When any of the original owners of those tables die, their families will inherit the table.
Wow.
And that is...
Rao.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Exactly. Those are your random facts.
Rich, did you see this post I did on Facebook yesterday?
Scientists agree that the world is colder.
It's from the New York Times, January 30th, 1961. Climate experts fail to agree on reasons for change. They've been changing their mind. They've gone back and forth on this for years.
They're unnatural.
I have been following Steve Goddard. He is quite the source of information. But again, the question is, what happened? You know, if the climate hadn't changed, you and I, we'd be sitting under 75 feet of ice right now.
Right.
What caused that to go back?
The climate is always in it.
SUVs 10,000 years ago?
It had changed, yeah.
Occasional cortex, I'm sure, could explain that. All right, what we're going to do, they're going to caucus on a pop quiz question. No, that's for later. The pop quiz question for random facts while we check traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch is checking the traffic around the river region, and it's a busy morning. We got a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area on Madison Avenue, on South Union Street, and coming in on I-65. There's a big crowd headed out of Prattville, so be careful. Things will slow down around the river bridges momentarily. If you're on the boulevard, there is no major problems. We have a big crowd around the Troy Highway, also at Vaughan Road, and the traffic starting to build up around I-85 as well. Let's be careful as we head into work this morning. Keeping your pets safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's pop quiz based on something random facts. Here with today's question, Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in random facts, we found out what the shortest song to ever reach the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart is. What is it? That's all we want to know.
Oh.
What's the name of the song?
I guessed it before I knew it, so this should be easy. We expect
a minute
winner.
And a half, right?
272-9228, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer at that number gets a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Again, 272-9228. 738.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Republican State Senator Jim McClendon announced a new lottery proposal Tuesday. He presented two bills in the Senate. One would repeal the line in the Alabama Constitution that prohibits a lottery. The other would address passing the lottery into law. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren made a campaign stop in Selma Tuesday. During her visit, Warren talked about the need for federal funding to redevelop public housing, combat voter suppression, and why she wants to abolish the Electoral College. And a recent police checkpoint in Covington County led to the arrests of 37 minors who were in possession of alcohol. Covington County law enforcement say spring break is a busy time and that this should serve as a warning to others. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, we have a contestant ready to answer today's pop quiz question. This is Kemper.
Yeah, this is Kemper. Hi, Kemper.
Hey, Kemper. Good morning.
Hi.
Where are you on your way to school, or is it spring break for you?
It's spring break for me.
Woo-hoo! Nice.
Very nice. Actually, it's spring cleaning.
Ah. Well, you know. Okay. What do you think that song is, Kemper?
You know the name of that song?
Stay.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what I say to Bailey.
Who's back there? Is that your mom and dad?
My mom.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom, and thank you for listening and giving your child a chance to learn on an educational morning show.
Hey, Kemper, you remember that song?
No. I just heard it on Random Facts.
I got you. I know. I was kidding because it's really old, and it's even older than I am.
So. It was me.
Oh, bless it.
You've won a $10. Let me tell you something about Food Outlet, Kemper, because it's your $10 certificate, and Food Outlet has everything it costs plus 10%, including Easter candy.
Oh. I was about to say the same thing. Hang on to this and get that Easter candy.
Barber's ice cream.
Peeps. Or, yeah, get a couple of half gallons of Bluebell.
Yeah.
You'll be able to, because it's yours, you should have whatever you want.
Yay!
Yay!
game. We're so happy. You're our second best winner ever.
Yes.
And don't forget to tell your mother that you were given permission to do that by Rich Thomas. Hang on.
Speaking of, I got to talk to you.
Hang on.
I got to talk to you.
Don't go away.
Don't go away. That was great.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It's still winter right now, but it will become spring as officially at 4:58 p.m. this afternoon, the vernal equinox. Today, sunshine with a high temperature up to about 68. What a great day yesterday. It was a little brisk at times, but, you know, we've been storm-free for a week now. And that's a good thing after all the tornadoes we've had here. A full super moon tonight should be great. With the moonrise at 6:44, sunset tonight will be at 6:56. Tonight's low 42, to increasing clouds late tonight as a front approaches. It should be a dry front. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s, perhaps teasing 70. Friday's high in the low 70s. Saturday and Sunday's high in the mid-70s at least, maybe even upper 70s by Sunday. A great spring break weekend for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. A little cooler at the beach, high around 70 on Saturday and Sunday, and the Gulf water temperature now a chilly but doable, 62. Showers and thunderstorms returning Monday. Right now, clear skies. I see Selma has fallen to 32. It's 34 in Troy, but 41 now at Danley Field. Northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. The time, 7:42.
All right. Have we decided how we're going to do the Steve Miller ticket, John?
No. That sounds like a big old no. I mean, however you want to. If you want to do five easy pieces, we can. If you want to do backwards song, I'll run downstairs and make you one. After the
Five Easy Pieces was such a raging success yesterday. Let's do that again.
Okay.
All right.
Now, as part of our weekly programming here on News Talk 93.1 FM and Three Men and a Lady. Excuse me, Julia. I mean, Emily. We bring Barney the Dinosaur, spokesman of a generation.
That's right.
Of millennials.
Not any generation in this room.
Generation
Joey
is the name we give it.
Generation Joey.
And today's topic is something very, very important: life skills.
Yeah.
So, with the credibility of Barney the Dinosaur, this is a must-listen moment, and it's coming up at the end of this brief break, which begins with Fox Business at 7:44.
From the Fox Business Network, the European Union is fining Alphabet's Google more than $1.5 billion for abusing its search engine dominance. The EU says Google was blocking competitors from selling text ads on search results that appear on third-party websites. The EU action doesn't come with a specific order for Google to end its business practices because the Commission says it changed its anti-competitive behavior shortly after charges were filed nearly 3 years ago. More people were buying products from General Mills in the recent quarter. The maker of Cheerios, Cascadian Farms, and Pillsbury brands is reporting stronger business than expected, and it says this year will be even better. Ride-sharing company Lyft is getting ready to sell stock to the public. The New York Post says demand for the stock is stronger than expected. Lyft is planning to debut the stock March 29th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about life skills. Your parents baby you, do everything for you, and if they found how to, they'd probably even chew your food. Your parents shield your preciousness from every obstacle. You'll never succeed at life. Parents these days are doing so much for their kids, they never develop important life skills. If your parents baby you, the end result is that you will never learn how to adult. Cannot help yourself or dress yourself. When you grow up, you'll wet yourself. And when your parents die, you won't survive. Stand up, kids! Learn skills! No one will help a guy holding a sign at the exit ramp that says, "We'll do nothing for food." But he loves you!
It is 7:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have an option here. We can, I don't have a Steve Miller song ready, so we can play True Baloney.
Oh.
You know what the topic is?
What is the topic today?
What's the topic?
Spring? It would have been the 50th wedding anniversary of John and Yoko today.
Oh.
So, they're the topic. And Yoko are
married
the topic.
On this date in Gibraltar.
I went looking in our file system to see what Yoko stuff I might have.
Didn't John and, didn't Paul also get married very close around the same time? Because John married Yoko, and then I think Paul, was it Linda that they got married?
I thought Paul got married before John.
It may have been, but it was like right around the same time, I think.
Huh. Well, you got a dang old Google in front of you.
None of them like Yoko.
No.
That's pretty well known.
No,
I mean,
no,
who does, really? Says,
Yoko calls Paul.
Hello? Oh, Yoko, yes, how are you? Well, I was happy to share kind words about you. Oh, I'm glad we could finally bury the hatchet then. Ah,
fun at the end.
That's
so funny.
That's pretty funny. I've never heard that.
Now, this one is labeled Yoko Ono 40-Year Persp. I have no idea what this is.
Uh-oh.
It's our risky click of the day.
This is all of it, really.
And now, Yoko Ono's 40-year musical retrospective, featuring some of her greatest musical recordings.
She did have a voice that sounded like angry mice. So here's the deal. If you'd like to play the game.
We have some Steve Miller tickets.
No, that's next hour.
Oh, next hour, I beg your pardon. We don't have Steve Miller tickets.
No, this is for Steve and Bistro gift card. Do we still have Cap City?
We do. We have Capital City Classic tickets today and tomorrow.
It's a ball game and
Some food.
Yeah, so it's a nice prize. And I don't think I should have to resort to torture music to get people to call up and participate in this one.
Presenting two contemporary artists.
If I have to, I will.
One,
did you give
the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
What number?
272-9228. 272-9228. You only have to get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong to win.
Let it play.
272-9228.
Undisputed heavyweight champ, blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
Talking about baseball and some food.
When I heard the news today.
Oh my God, that's awful.
272.
I had to call and get it straight from you.
If you call, you turn this music off.
Michael Bolton's bulging throat.
Someone swept your heart away.
There's a caller. There's a caller.
I gotta make sure they're ready to play before I put an end to this song.
So tell me all about it. All about the plans you faked. Tell me one.
We're good?
Yep. Okay. All right. Great. Thank the Lord.
But see, these it what works. Other show uses tactics like this to get people to participate in our silly contest?
None, sir.
John.
South Korea. North Korea.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the Kim Jong-un Morning Show. Glee torture for winner. All right, this is all about John and Yoko, who have been their 50th wedding anniversary. So I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether you think it's true the baloney. Get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong and win. And you have 3 lifelines to reach out to, Jay, Emily, and Rich.
I don't know anything. I'm just a girl.
Well, there's that.
But so is Yoko. So.
Okay. Statement 1, they spent their honeymoon doing interviews about world peace in bed. Again, they spent their honeymoon doing interviews about world peace in bed. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
The first of 2 bed-ins for peace.
In bed-in naked, I think they were.
The second one was 2 months later at a hotel in Montreal where they recorded Give Peace a Chance. Mm-hmm. So you're halfway to glory. Statement 2. It was John's 3rd marriage and Yoko's 1st. Truth or baloney?
Wait a minute.
John's 3rd, Yoko's 1st. Truth or baloney?
This is least to
say. Baloney.
Winning. You did it, man. 2 for 2.
You got it.
It was his 2nd marriage, right?
It was John's 2nd marriage and her 3rd.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
2 other lucky guys, huh?
I didn't know what the meaning of the word envy was until I thought about being married to Yoko Ono. All right, let's go through the last 3 of these quickly. The Beatles' last number 1 hit in the UK was a song about Yoko. True the baloney?
Baloney.
No, that's true, actually.
It's about the ballad
of John and Yoko.
Hit number 1 in the UK, number 8 in the US. Of course, there were some issues with the lyrics here with some stations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, statement 4. They got married in Paris. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Correct.
Yeah, you were listening to the
timeline this morning. Yeah, we found out it was in Gibraltar.
Yes. At the British Consulate office. And then finally, their wedding lasted 10 minutes. Again, their wedding lasted 10 minutes. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, it's
succinct.
Because they got married in Gibraltar, a British territory. John was a citizen. The wedding only lasted 10 minutes. They posed for a couple of pictures and then flew straight on to Sandals in Jamaica.
Ah.
You're right.
Hang on. You've got prizes coming your way. Jay Scott will take care of that for you.
Yay, Uncle Jay.
On News Talk 93.1 FM. Yeah, Capital City Classic. It's the final. That's really the opening of the baseball season here in the River Region.
Yep. About to be the end of this game.
And we've almost got a final now in that big game in Seattle, in Tokyo, with Seattle and Oakland.
I don't care.
It's the first game of the season, folks. It counts, and it's happening right this moment in Tokyo.
That's right. Bottom of the ninth inning now. How many outs they got? Two outs. Two outs. Rich, you watch. Tell me if when it comes to an official end.
Okay.
In the meantime, when you have an occasion to celebrate, Mother's Day is next up on the calendar. You want to do something really special, really unique for Mom, and show her that she gave birth to a child with some good critical thinking skills, head to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and talk about ideas with them. They're going to ask questions about Mom and things that are special to her besides you, of course, that will help them get to understand her in a way where they can make suggestions based on their very competitively priced and extensive inventory in stock. But if you come up with an idea that isn't in the showcase, they can create it. The idea being, get ahead of the curve and get over there and get started on that project now, so when Mom's Day rolls around, you won't have to feel guilty or like a disappointment, the family ogre. You'll be able to give Mom something that means something that she will cherish, and she deserves that. So I suggest Brian Jewelry for any occasion, birthdays, anniversaries, and so forth. Not only have all kinds of ideas in stock, but the specialty in the house is the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases, which are on each side of the front door as you walk into their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main. Browse online at BrianJewelry.com. Join the Brian Jewelry Club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. 758, traffic, Fox News, and then Steve Miller tickets next hour.
Yep.
As we roll on through the 7 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and you got a pretty easy ride into town. We see a little delay coming out of Wetumpka at the River Bridge, so be careful there. If you're coming in from Prattville, of course, it's going to slow down on I-65. 31 looks pretty clear this morning, however. If you're on the boulevard, well, it's just busy out there. Not a big problem. Little delays at the traffic lights, and we have a jam up around I-85 down at Vaughan Road and at the Troy Highway this morning. Let's be careful as you head into work. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Today,